श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 9 वर्स 26 लिंक एन आइडिया मे कम टू द माइंड ऑफ पीपल दैट व्हेन एक्सेस इवन टू द माइनर गॉड्स इज नॉट इजी एक्सेस टू द लॉर्ड शुड बी वेरी डिफिकल्ट द लॉर्ड क्लैरिफाइज द पॉइंट नाउ पत्रं पुष्पं फलं तोयं यो मे भक्त्या प्रयश्यति तदहं भक्त्युपर्युता मश्नामि प्रयतात्मना Whoever offers me with devotion, a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or even water. I accept these devout offerings of a devotee with love. Comment. All the things and actions belong to the lower nature of the Lord. But a man, by identifying himself with these, becomes their enjoyer and Lord. Actually, the Lord is their enjoyer and master. So the Lord orders devotees to offer all things and actions to Him. Gita chapter 9 verse 27. By doing so, they will be free from the bondage forever. Gita chapter 9 verse 28. Secondly, in the worship of gods, several ordinances etc. are to be observed. But in attaining Him, there is no rules and regulations. Because a man, soul being his fraction, has natural affinity with him. So he can attain the Lord without any formalities, with firm feelings of affinity with him. In the same way as a child can go to the lap of its mother without any formality. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayashyati. A devotee who offers with love a leaf, basil leaf, etc., a flower, a fruit, or even water, the Lord appears in person and accepts the article offered by him with love. The Lord satisfied the three worlds by demanding a leaf from Draupadi and by eating it. He liberated the elephant who offered him a flower. He relished the fruit offered by Shabari. So much that he could never forget it and always praised her hospitality. When Ranti Deva offered water to the Lord, who came as a person of low caste, he had his vision. When a devotee is absorbed in devotion, he forgets what he is offering to the Lord. Similarly, the Lord is also so much absorbed in love that he takes no heed of what he is eating. The Lord ate the peel of the bananas offered by Vidur's wife with love. Tadaham bhaktyu paryutam mashnami prayatatmanaha. The Lord not only accepts the offering of devotees, but also eats it, as a flower is to be smelt, but the Lord eats it because it was offered by a devotee with love. It means that if a devotee wants to offer food to the Lord, he immediately feels hungry. Prayatatmanaha stands for the devotee whose heart remains engrossed in God, who totally depends only on Him. The Lord partakes the articles offered by such a loving devotee. Here a leaf, flower or fruit and water denote all things. The reason is that a leaf, a flower and a fruit are the effects of the cause of water. As all the three are born of water, so all objects of the entire universe are denoted by them, as all are the result of water. So all things should be offered to the Lord. In this verse, the term bhakti, devotion, has been used two times. Bhaktya shows devotion of a devotee, while bhaktyu paryutam is an adjective for the things offered with devotion. It means that when a devotee offers a thing with devotion, it becomes a symbol of devotion and love. And so the Lord eats it because he is craving for love. An important fact. In this verse, there is stress on devotion, love, rather than on objects, as the Lord has a thirst for loving sentiments, not for objects. As a chaste wife and an obedient disciple feel highly delighted by serving her husband and the preceptor respectively, a devotee is very much delighted by offering a thing to the Lord, because he feels that the Lord, by his special grace, has given him an opportunity to serve him with a thing which is actually his. The Lord eats the thing offered with devotion. There is an anecdote in this connection. There was a priest who offered almonds, walnuts, cashew nuts, and pistachio nuts to the Lord in the temple, from the Diwali festival to the Holi festival. But when these nuts became costly, he began to offer peanuts. One day the priest had the vision of the Lord in his dream. The Lord said, "My dear, you have started to offer only peanuts." The priest again started to offer almonds, etc. The priest was convinced that the Lord ate the things offered to him. It is said by saints that things offered to the Lord with devotion become unusual in smell and taste and are not spoiled with passage of time. They become divine. This is not a hard and fast rule, but it depends on the devotion of a devotee. When articles are offered as oblation into fire, it is a sacrifice. When they are offered to others, it is called charity. When by abstinence they are not used for one's own self, it becomes austerity. And when these are offered to God, which lead to union with Him, all these are different names of renunciation. Appendix. In order to worship the gods, several rules have to be observed, followed. Gita, chapter 7, verse 20. But in the worship of God, there is no rule. In the worship of God, there is predominance of love and devotion, and one's regarding Him as one's own, and rather than on any method. Bhaktya prayashyati, bhaktyu paryutam. As an innocent, simple-hearted child puts into its mouth whatever comes to its hand, similarly the Lord, by becoming simple-hearted, eats whatever is offered to him by the simple-hearted devotee. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stathai bhajamyaham. Gita, chapter 4, verse 11. As Vidurani offered the peel of a banana to Lord Krishna, he ate it with great relish. The expression bhaktya prayashyati. Prayashyati means that a devotee offers a thing to God with love and devotion, not with a desire. In the worship of gods, certain things are necessarily required, but in the worship of God, nothing particular is required, but only love or devotion is required. End of chapter 9, verse 26. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.